Hello everyone, we have Rishu today. He's a prominent skateboarder in the city, and we have him today in the studio speaking about his journey and the future of skate in the city. So, hi Rishu, welcome.
Good evening. Good evening all. So, myself Rishu, and I've been into the sport for like the past 8 months. I used to be a skater back in the school days, but due to some physical problem, I had to stop it. Now, currently I'm back on boarding, and it's going really good. The influencer part is really working out, because I have a small community with kids and adults in it. So we have regular practice session going on, and at times we do rides on the road, even go to small playgrounds and practice a sport in a really good way. So skateboarding is actually growing up in my city. It used to be an adventure sport, because more people, they're scared about skateboarding because it causes really big injuries. So currently it's turning out really pretty good, and more kids are joining in. Currently we have a good strong community of 150 members in it, and we practice mostly on every day evening 7:30 to 10. So that's it. The sport is really hyping up.
What as per you is motivating the kids to take up the sport?
I don't push the kids to doing on huge tricks. I start them off from the basics, as in moving the board slowly or just getting on the board. And more of the time, when they practice with the small beginning stuff, we others, like who are really good into the board, we do tricks in front of them, which inspires them.
Nice.
So they turn out and they come and ask us, like, could you teach us to do the same stuff? So we give them basics, they also start up doing the same things.
Do we have any local shops which are catering to the users today in the city, or from where do you procure your products? From where do you get your stuff? How do you buy such?
There are online shopping sites, and there are local shops nearby, and I don't think so. Like, the problem is you have to be specific when you choose skateboards, and there are not many good shops which caters the needs of a skateboarder. So you have really good with selecting a board.
Okay.
And I would suggest you can go online. If you search skateboarding, there are many online sites which helps us to select a board. And if you know the quality of the deck which you're going to select, it's pretty easy to choose a board.
Okay. If I see that from far off, I see that the sport is quite expensive. I mean, I don't know what the price of the product.
Okay.
So what do you think, what price, the minimum price you need to buy a product for skateboarding?
Okay, there are huge price models and small scale models. If you are really into the sport, I would suggest you go for a one-time buy and continue with it.
Mm-hmm.
And skateboarding, you cannot not assure the products lasting your life, because we are not using it in a careful manner, as in we are not going to keep it safe for a lot of time. We'll do tricks, we'll use it really badly. So the board, it might break. But there are different quality boards. There are normal timber wood models. There are maple, Canadian maple models. There are with good stunt trucks. There are normal standard trucks. If you're really specific about the model which you're going to select, you have to spend at least like 5,000 rupees just for the board.
Okay.
And you can buy the accessories along with it, like helmet for 1,000 rupees. And there are a protection kit which you can buy for like 1,500. So these are the models which we can buy.
And one last question. What tip would like to give to the youngsters today?
I would say never stand back, try until you succeed, keep it pushing.
Thank you, Rishu. This was Rishu joining us in the studio. Thank you very much.